Addressing a joint meeting of Congress, the Latvian leader paid tribute to U.S. support for the democratic aspirations of people in the Baltic states, Central and Eastern Europe.
Latvia remains grateful to the United States for the firm refusal to recognize the illegal occupation of the three Baltic countries. Along with the other formerly captive nations of Central and Eastern Europe, we thank America for its steadfast and courageous stand on freedom and democracy.
With the exception of Belarus, President Vijay Freiberger said a wave of freedom and democratic reform has spread as countries accept the need for the rule of law and respect for human rights. She noted her personal history as a former exile whose family fled Latvia to escape the Soviet occupation in 1945, who had the privilege of returning to her country to help it rise from the ashes of oppression. Latvia was admitted to NATO in 2004 with its Baltic neighbors Estonia and Lithuania, as well as Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, and Slovenia. Albania, Croatia, and Macedonia are expected to receive invitations at the November NATO summit in Riga. President Vijay Freiberger noted Latvia's contributions to multinational forces in Iraq, Afghanistan, Bosnia, and Kosovo, saying the November summit, the first to be hosted by a former Soviet republic, will reflect the rejuvenation and transformation of NATO. In praising the U.S. role in support of liberty, the Latvian president said the spread of terrorism and growing signs of intolerance and xenophobia underscore the urgent need for a meaningful and sustained dialogue between civilizations. And she had this to say about the American role.
The United States has become a world leader only to the extent that it has not been indifferent to the faiths, the aspirations, and the opinions of other nations. For if no man is an island, neither is any country alone and self-sufficient. All of us, large and small, are interlocked, intertwined, and interdependent. If we want peace in the world, if we want international cooperation, persuasion is as important as imposition by force.
The Latvian leader said her country wants a friendly, future-oriented and pragmatic partnership with Russia based on mutual respect, non-interference, and true respect for human rights. Her talks with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice focused on the NATO summit as well as the upcoming summit of the world's seven richest countries and Russia in St. Petersburg, as well as requests by Latvia and other new European Union member states that the U.S. expand its visa waiver program. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.